You are listening to the Inside ECAC Hockey Podcast with Bertie Corbett.
Well, welcome everyone to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett, pleased to be joined on the women's side this week by the head coach of the Big Green of Dartmouth, off to a big start, Liz Keady Norton. Liz, welcome, and great to have an opportunity to talk hockey with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bernie.
Well, best start since the 2014-15 season, and able to win the season opener for the first time since 15-16. So things are beginning to turn around for the Big Green, and are things on schedule for you as you've planned in terms of taking over this program and the progress that's being made at this point?
I would say so. I mean, I'm happy with our progress so far. I think that we have a tremendous amount of work to do, but I'm excited about the first wins here and the start, obviously. But I think it's one of those things that it's I like to not get too excited because it's a really long season. I think that playing in the ECAC, it'll be a tough battle every time we hit the ice, and we're excited for that. But just don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here.
No, indeed. You knew that things would be different at the goaltender position this season. And whenever I talk to hockey coaches, and I've been doing it for a long time, it can often start and unfortunately finish in goal. And as far as the state of the position for you, a pretty good start with the naming of the rookie of the week. And just to give us some perspective on the goaltending position, the competition, and how that's all played itself out here to begin this campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say with goalies here at Dartmouth, it's been a little bit of a thrill a minute, but I've been really impressed with Eleanor Rogers right from the get-go. I think when we recruited her, we knew we were getting a high character, high achieving young woman who, like, she hasn't let me down one bit. She's exceeded expectations. And what I like about her is, like, she comes every day ready to work, and I think she's going to keep doing that for us. So we're excited about her start and excited about her future here for sure. And She's helped us out tremendously so far and was a big part of our win so far.
Coming in as a freshman from the Brooks School, I imagine a pretty big recruit for you in order to be able to obtain her services.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think she's someone who had a lot of options, and I think she ultimately she chose Dartmouth and we chose her, and it's worked out really well so far.
And with your background coming in to this season and what you've learned, you've been around some pretty good coaches, and one, of course, a very good friend of both of us and me going back about four decades, Brian DeRocher at Boston University.
It does not get better than Coach D. I mean, the man's a legend for good reason. And there's probably no one in the hockey world that I have more respect for. I learned so much from him every day, and just working with him, like, he inspired me, he motivated me, and I think I owe a lot of any of my success, like, now or in the future, to him for sure.
The goaltending position you knew was going to be in transition this year. As far as the rest of the lineup, you did have a pretty good core group that you can tell us about coming back. I know you've got a very strong leadership group on this team in terms of the way you've spread the letters around on the sweaters. You've got, I believe, five with letters, two with the C's and three with the A's. That's good to know that you got a good group that you can rely on as far as stability and moving forward in terms of their leadership and guidance as a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I always tell our kids, like, we need 24 leaders, 24 followers every day in that room. And I think that's what we have here. And those that are wearing letters, I think they're doing a great job so far. And they've come back. Like, our two C's are Sophie Robinson and Lauren Messier, and they show up every day ready to work, and they're excited about, like, the trajectory of this program. But there's also plenty of people without letters that they're showing up every day and doing just as well. And they're, like, I sort of call them, like, the heartbeat behind the scenes. Like, you don't know they're there, but without them, you'd sort of be screwed.
Yeah, that's right. You'd definitely be in some difficulty there. And also being able to incorporate a good group in terms of that recruiting class. You've got Eleanor that we talked about in goal, but not along with the groups. It's still a fairly big recruiting class with the experience you have returning, but you still brought in eight freshmen this year.
Yeah, we did. And I think, like, what they've brought so far is just a relentless work ethic. They bring passion for the game, and they showed up really prepared, and we're excited. It's obviously very early on in their career, but like the energy, enthusiasm, like willingness to learn, adapt and work and respond in a really great fashion has been, it's been second to none so far. And we're really excited about that.
And once again, good start to the season, victory over Assumption. And then a big rivalry between Dartmouth and Harvard. Harvard is a team that's often set the standard in ECAC hockey. 4-2 victory. Great to see the offense spread around and balanced. You had four different goal scorers, and also that unique opportunity that you have with a penalty shot in that game looming large.
Yeah, that was very unique for sure. And it is nice to see a few different kids get on the scoreboard. And what I'll say about Harvard is, like, they have a great new staff. That team's going to be really, really good, and they'll be difficult to play against throughout the year. I think that's what's exciting about the ECAC is that there are no easy opponents. Every day is a big game. And that's what I love about playing in this league. And it's an opportunity and a challenge every night. And for us, it definitely was nice to get the win. They're certainly a rival, but I don't know that we really like anyone that we play against either.
They're all rivals, Liz. You know,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
on any given night, you know, that's who you gotta beat up across the way. No question about that. Indeed. Third season, and I always, when I talk to coaches at the college level, you have a plan. I always say, well, you know, what's my contract? I got to, give me a 5-year plan, 4-year contract, 5-year plan, 5-year contract, 4-year plan. But truth be told, now your third season, as you see the program now, from the perspective that you had coming in to take over this program, your thoughts in terms of where you're at and where you want to get to in a really tough league night in and night out.
Yeah, I mean, like, where we want to get to is, like, we want to be at the top of this league, and we want to be able to beat anyone on any given night. And we certainly have a lot of work to do before we get there. But I think that we, our staff has done a nice job putting ourselves in a position to be able to be successful, to be able to attract high-end talent, and get Dartmouth College back to where we can be and where we should be, because, like, there's no better place than this, in my opinion. And we're really excited about it. So I'm happy with our progress so far. Like, I love the culture we have in our locker room. I love the environment, the energy, the willingness to work from our staff down through our student athletes. And I would say, like, there's probably no one as excited as I am about this season.
Mentioned about staff, and that's probably a good talking point for us here. Also, I noted a couple of changes. Jason Carter, who comes from Northland College, a graduate of St. Thomas, has joined, and also a familiar name with Ben Lovejoy. Followed his career very closely, former defenseman with Dartmouth, and over a decade in the NHL, and won a Stanley Cup with the Penguins. I mean, that adds great credibility, great cachet to the program to have a guy like Ben Lovejoy joining your staff.
Yeah, for sure. Both of them, like, just starting with Jason, first and foremost, like, I think he's like, there's no one that's going to outwork him, that's going to be more committed to our kids and have passion for growing the game and improving what we have here while attracting the best. And then in terms of Ben, I mean, that was a really easy decision. Like, I was thrilled that he took the call and was excited to give back and help out. But there's probably no better ambassador to Dartmouth College than Ben Lovejoy, and in terms of our hockey program. So our kids are lucky to learn from him. I'm excited to learn from him. And we're really excited about those two rounding out our staff.
Your background coming from Braintree is one of the real hockey hotbed communities, and me being from Greater Boston, familiarity. It's good that we can do this interview. We don't need a translator if we,
exactly.
Start to lapse into our Boston accents here, Liz. You know, we don't have to have anybody to try to sort that out. But from Braintree and then to Princeton, your familiarity and coming back to the ECAC, but coming back to this league now, my goodness, the competitiveness, the teams that have been sent on to the NCAA tournament, the impact nationally, it's got to be, I'm sure it has been a real eye-opener for your first couple of seasons from the league that you left as a player back in 08 when you graduated after a great career at Princeton.
For sure. And I mean, I'm just really proud of the ECAC. It's I think it's an excellent product, and it's like, I always tell people, like, this is the best league in the country, and like, I'm not sure who's second. Like, we have like, some of the best players, some of the best coaches, some of the best academics, some of the best resources, and we have a great new commissioner who we're all really excited about. And I think it's, like, for us, it's awesome to be able to play, like, day in and day out, knowing that you're playing with and against the best. And I think it's really great. And it's a wonderful reflection of women's hockey and the growth that has come and is to come.
visitors from the Capital District to Dartmouth. They'll be up in Hanover this week, and you get RPI and Union. And your thoughts getting ready for that challenge in league play? A couple of big league games here this weekend.
My thoughts are we better get ready to work. I think they're two really good teams. I think they're two really good teams. They're both really well coached. I think like when I describe their teams just from pre-scout is like that they're really thorough and they're detailed and they're hardworking and like they want to win as badly as we do. And it's going to be like who shows up on Friday and Saturday. And that's it's exciting. But I think like for us, my thoughts are like let's get to work.
Well, good luck in getting to work and getting ready for the challenge of the weekend and beyond this season, Liz. And we hope to see you and hopefully talk to you again here down the road as the 23-24 season takes shape.
All right. Thanks, Bernie.
Liz Katie Norton, head coach of the Dartmouth Big Green, our guest here this week on Inside ECAC Hockey. Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week by the new coach, the new kid on the block, the return, if you will, of the icon of Colgate Hockey, Mike Harder. Mike, welcome, and I guess you're trying to prove the proverbial you can go home again or you can go back to school again, Rodney.
I like all of that, Bernie. Thanks for the intro. Yeah. This place is home for me, so it really is good to be back home.
Well, Mike, we'd be remiss if we didn't recount a little bit about your playing career. There might be a younger generation out there, which I am not a member of, that might not remember. But you return as the all-time leading scorer, the reigning scoring champion of Colgate hockey, the illustrious history of Colgate hockey at 214 points. I remember you skating as an All-American for Colgate, one of the top players in a stacked ECAC at that time, circa late 90s. Yeah. Was a finalist for the Hobie Baker Award. But also, just to kind of peel the onion to let you know, and I think it kind of gives some insight as we talk here today about Colgate coming back and tapping you as the head coach, is the fact that you were a candidate and a nominee for the Humanitarian Award. You won several awards that are in the Lady Bing category and also the inspiration and the leadership category. I mean, those are all pretty good attributes if you're looking for a head coach, let alone one of the most famous alums of the program to come back. I think that all kind of factored in. I'm just going to guess. I wasn't on the selection committee, but I'm just going to guess that probably factored in also, a testament to you as a human being beyond the ice.
I can just let you keep going, Bernie. This is great. This is the best interview I've ever done. I like it. Now, you know what it is, Bernie? It's when you got a guy that's running the program for a long time, a guy like Don Vaughn, you know, similar to Joe Marsh at St. Lawrence, for those of us who love Joe Marsh, like you produce coaches. There are so many Colgate guys and St. Lawrence guys that are in the game at every level. It's an embarrassment of riches on how many guys, you know, were taught to love the game the way Vonner and Joe Marsh have. And, you know, they pay it forward and there are a bunch of guys like me out there just wanting to contribute. I was just lucky enough to get this job.
Indeed. Well, and you mentioned about Don, and Don's become a very, very good friend of mine. Mm. We share our passion and love for the Rolling Stones. We've bonded over that beyond hockey. Don, I mean, 30 years at the helm of the program, iconic figure, winning his coach in history. And I guess that's probably a good starting point in terms of you returning to Hamilton. Yeah. Give us some insight as to how you arrived in Hamilton originally as a freshman to play for Don Vaughn.
That's just great. I mean, I was playing in Saskatchewan, and back then, believe it or not, the Saskatchewan League was great before the hockey world discovered BC and the USHL. But, you know, that's where players were. Notre Dame and Saskatchewan, they had, you know, their whole team had scholarships. So everybody wanted to play in that league. And I was lucky enough to have Stan Moore come out and watch me play. And then Vonner came out. I think he was a 29-year-old head coach at the time. So he braved the wilds of Saskatchewan and came out. And I still, I tell this story a lot, but I remember exactly where he sat. I remember the goal I scored. I remember the conversation after. You know, I remember all of it. And it was just great. And I was so excited, and then, you know, the visit. I remember exactly who I stayed with and where I stayed. And it was just great. And you know, because I'm from a small town in the middle of Manitoba, this small town felt great to me. So that's how it happened. You know, you could feel, I mean, you know, Vonner, a lot of us, you could feel how genuine he is as a human. And that appealed to me. And it's something I like to keep paying forward here and is sitting in his chair.
And really, you've kind of given that testament to what the Don Vaughn experience was, as opposed to the Jimi Hendrix experience, the Don Vaughn experience, if you will, in terms of the influence and the impact that he had on your life at the time. But your life beyond, to return you to that chair right now, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been a good run, but it's, you know, I've always wanted to come back. Even as a player, I thought I knew more than coaches. So it probably made sense for me to be a coach at some point. But it makes sense. And again, it's just a really good fit. You know, I met my wife here. We're both 97s. It's great. We have so many great friends here. And, you know, I'm running the program now the way Vonner ran the program. And, you know, it's just, we're continuing the tradition, and it's been super fun so far. And, you know, hopefully that'll continue.
And you did return, of course, at one point. You came back about 10 years ago as a volunteer. You came back as a volunteer, and you ended up, you had so much fun and were so much immersed and brought back into the family, if you will, of with Don and Colgate Hockey. You stayed for 5 years and had some great success.
Yeah, it was fun. And I learned a lot. And again, to Vonner's credit, you know, he threw me in the deep end, and he was like, you know, go get him, which was a great learning experience. You know, it was, you know, we didn't have a hockey ops guy then. At one point I was the only assistant, so I was doing it all. So it was a wonderful experience. It was great. And yeah, I started out as a volunteer, which was super fun too. You know, Brad Dexter helped me a lot. He was an assistant coach here at the time, so he mentored me, taught me a lot. And and again, it's, you know, it's leaving, getting perspective and doing something maybe a little bit different, and then being ready to come back. And, you know, I think I'm, you know, fairly ready. If you're ever ready for this job, you know, I'm as close as I'll be.
And you got from my research there, and speaking of course, I speak to Adam Woden every week on my Hockey on Campus show, and was talking to Adam and went back and looked at the interview. You did get some very sound advice from a member of the athletic administration at the time. Sometimes it's difficult to grasp. I've seen it with other coaches, but it's you got to leave to return, and you leave to return. Right. But in terms of where you went to, I just find it astounding, that whole story. My goodness. Wow.
It's the path less traveled. You know, Marty St. Louis, the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, coming out of Fairfield youth hockey. So
that's right. Working with 13-year-olds. Exactly. Yeah.
And if you asked him, probably, does he coach a lot differently? He might say no, you know?
Yeah, true.
You know, but it was a great experience. You know, I moved out west to snowboard and to golf. And then before I knew it, I was starting a hockey program from scratch over in Reno, Nevada. So, and that was fun. And, you know, I'm not sure where, you know, there aren't many places in this country or North America, really, where you can go to a city where there is absolutely zero hockey and start from scratch and do it, you know. And again, talking about Vonner again, like, you know, I talked to Vonner about this. And I'm like, Vonner, you'd be so proud of this program, because it's all things that we talk about and the way we do things in the right way, you know, like. Kids carrying their bags and, you know, parents being supportive, but not banging on the glass and, you know, things like that. And it's just getting to know every kid and creating an atmosphere of kindness, but of competition, you know, and it was very fulfilling, you know, taught me a lot for sure. And a lot in patience too. When you start a high school age team of a bunch of players that have never really played before, where do you start? Yeah. So It was really great in a lot of ways.
It's somehow you figured out. I mean, there's a documentary there buried there somewhere, like not too far below the surface. I mean, you know, once again, no rink, no hockey. And I also, one of the notes that I made here from my research, also the distinction, if you will, of the biggest city in North America, Reno, Nevada, that didn't have any of those things. So
nothing. Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible.
And, from there, the Reno Hockey Academy was born and the high school program.
Yeah. And it goes back to what I first said about Coach Marsh and Coach Vaughn, like sharing their passion of the game. And that's all that's all we do here. Our whole staff, we love this sport and we just want to share it with our players and share it with anybody who comes across our paths, you know? So, and that can be contagious and, you know, that's how you produce good people and good players.
No, indeed, established a program there, and a program from all indications, what you did establish there, Mike, it lives on and is thriving. What you put in place, the foundation.
They're doing great. They're doing great. We had some strong tailwinds too. Vegas being, you know, in the same state, obviously, but you know, 7 hours away. But their help, you know, one in winning and growing the sport, and two in supplying equipment and just being there for us. That was great. You know, we had some forest fires the first year we opened, which means soccer and football and baseball were canceled. And we were an indoor sport, obviously. So we won a lot of those kids over. And, you know, it was a little smoky in the rink once in a while. But for the most part, we were able to do it.
Yep, you can live with that and survive. Absolutely, you know, no doubt.
Sure. It was great, and it continues to be great. It'll thrive for a long, long time for sure.
Back to college hockey, not only back to college hockey, but once again back to alma mater. You know, welcome. You know, the show was welcome back, Carter. Welcome back, Hunter. You're back. the state of college hockey that when you left it and you returned. Different landscape. Give us a little bit of your perspective on that area.
You know, it's funny, you know, so obviously the transfer portal has blown up, that's different. Teams can just coach from there. So I think there are changes as far as just being at Colgate. You know, it's not much difference from being here in the 90s, you know, the same frats are having the same parties and, you know, it's the same stresses on our kids. And, you know, it's the same time, midterms crush our kids. School can be hard sometimes. So, you know, it's the exact same thing in terms of the Colgate experience, which, you know, I just love. It's just a very special, unique thing. As far as the landscape of college hockey, I think the pressure to win just keeps mounting for programs. And people will do, you know, just about anything maybe to win. So, But probably the biggest difference is the transfer portal and trying to navigate that. And, you know, schools like ours and the Ivies, you know, we're up against it a little bit. The transfer portal doesn't help us much, especially at Colgate. We don't have a graduate program or you know, we have a small graduate program. So it's you know, we're doing things the old fashioned way, just building from first years on up. So I think the landscape has changed, but it hasn't changed much for us.
Overall, a lot of status quo because of, you know, once again, I remember talking to Don about that without the graduate program, essentially the same as the Ivies, you know, essentially the same as them.
Yeah.
And, exactly. no question. And as far as the team that you've inherited and, it's new coach it's a learning experience. You're getting to know the team. As Gene Hackman said, Nuges, you're getting to know them. They're getting to know me.
That's right.
You had a good core group returning overall. I believe you had about 20 returning overall. And as far as your assessment coming in when you originally hired and now we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened so far this season, but kind of the read that you got on this team overall, the culture of the team, the group of the team, the core group you knew you were going to be going into battle with.
So I spent the summer, I made an maybe a little overly ambitious promise at my press conference, but I said I'd visit every kid on the team this summer and try to have dinner or lunch with them. And I did just in time. I made it just toward the end of August. I had my last one in New Jersey, but so that was important in building relationships and trust and understanding. You know, it was a blank slate, much like in Nevada, but you know, like asking kids, like, what have we done great in the last 4 years since I've been away? What have we not done great? What are things we can do? And it was a lot of positivity, a lot of happy campers. But that helped a lot coming in, my knowing these kids and knowing their families. I think they trust me. I think it seems that way. So when I come up with a stupid idea, they'll go with it. And our staff is great. The assistant coaches we've been able to hire are amazing. So that makes my job a lot easier. And I think the kids have connected with them. And that's huge. So yeah, we definitely inherited a great group. A handful of them I also had a part in recruiting. So that's fun to see where they were four or five years later. So that was fun. And yeah, it's been good. It's been smooth so far. And honestly, like, we just want the kids to have a good experience. I had a great Colgate experience, and I'm working really hard to make sure they have a great college experience as well.
And looking at the team overall, rest a little easier the fact that you had experience in goal, and your goaltender, Carter's got off to a solid start. That can make coaches look good. And and also the defensive group that you have, just to, once you can give us some insight, really strong defensive group contributions. Guys that impact the game all the way around with offense. And also of notice, the fact you talk about buy-in, the fact that this team was first overall blocked, over 500 shots blocked last year. Some huge numbers there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's peculiar, right? Like I try to tell RD, like, you guys don't have the big equipment. Let the goalie make the saves. Cause sometimes it's
once
just,
in a while,
once in a while. Yeah. We have a pretty good goalie back there. Let him touch the puck once in a while, but yeah, we do have guys that we're strong back there for sure. We're veteran. And there's some offensive upside too. And, you know, early on we're giving them the green light. They can jump and do whatever they want. And maybe that's just because we have a lack of systems right now. I don't know. But, again, it's been fun. We're trying to generate from the back end, and they've been responsive to it. Again, they're an older group, at least, or experienced group. And listen, we won it last year, so they know how to win under pressure. And they enjoyed that, and they want to keep that going. So, like I said, they've been receptive, but also you're right. We're really strong on the back end.
And Nick Anderson's one of the jumps off the page with 29 points to lead that decor. He seems like kind of a classic puck mover back there. I mean, he does a lot of things for you overall, but just his puck moving ability, his ability to generate offense, part of your power play, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. And I think we're trying to squeeze it out of some other guys too. It doesn't just have to be Nick. So again, I mean, we're four games in and the D have been doing some things, but you know, we give a bunch of goals on Friday, and that changes, and you know, we're probably singing a different tune. So we'll see how it goes. But so far the D have been great. Our forwards have been fun, and our goalie's really good. So what else do you need?
Right, exactly. Those are all the elements, and no question. And started off with Hawk East opponent, was at home. Spoiled your debut the first night. But a hard-earned overtime tie the second night, and that must have made you feel a lot better coming out of the weekend.
Again, Vonner would say this too. Sometimes a tie is good, and sometimes a tie feels like a loss. And when you blow a two-goal lead with 8 minutes left, it doesn't feel like a good tie, right?
So they got the two late ones, yep.
Yeah, so that wasn't very fun. But it felt like a loss, and I think we treated it like a loss and just, you know, it should be unacceptable. You know, there's always that stat, you know, and good teams do really well in this category. It's when leading after two periods, right?
So, right, exactly.
You know, what are we going to be when leading after two periods? We, you know, we sort of have to decide that. And hopefully we've decided. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. And then took it down to the brand new facility down there at Sacred Heart for the weekend. You got a tight one, and a guy with some pretty good bloodlines that got the game winning. Talk about your forwards, Brett Chorsky. That's a name that jumps out to the fans of hockey.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Tom, his dad's been great. They hosted me on that tour, and that was super fun. But it's great to get Brett. For whatever reason, it didn't work out for him at Colorado College, and we were able to get him. What a great surprise and a great addition he's been so far too. Just an overall great kid. He played wing the first weekend, and then one of our top centermen got hurt, so we moved him to center and seemed to play fine there. So yeah, he's doing great. And it was fun to have him score his first as a Raider for sure.
And great to finish the second night. You mentioned about the lead slipping away the first weekend against UConn and settling, you know, you earned the tie. It was a tough one, but on the second night against Sacred Heart, it was all Raiders there from about the halfway point. Not often you get five unanswered, and you kind of win going away 6-1 as you did.
Yeah, and you know that might not be the whole story. I mean, Carter had to make some pretty big saves in the middle of those five goals. So that mm-hmm. game could have gone yep. the other way too. So, you know, hockey's a funny sport. It's hard to win in this league. And, you know, it's hard to win in college hockey. Every team is so good and the margins are so thin. So, and our guys have to understand that, you know, if our habits and details, you know, tend towards shortcuts and no look backhand passes through the neutral zone, we're going to suffer a lot. Right. So right. A good goalie can only make so many of those saves. Fortunately, he made a lot of them for us on Saturday.
No doubt. And this weekend, once again, it'll be Hockey East opponent. You got a non-conference. UMass Lowell is certainly one of the teams that is annually at the top of Hockey East under Norm Bazin. They have a reputation to really play hard, and you're going to get them for two games this weekend. It'll be a pretty good measuring stick.
Yeah, well, I'm just excited for two small town Manitoba guys to be coaching.
That's right. With Norm.
I don't think that happens every weekend. So I'm excited about that, but I'm not excited to play against Norm's teams. I mean, they're so well coached and well structured and heavy and hard to play against. I'm not really excited for it yet. I will be by Friday, but they're gonna come in and they're gonna be really good. It's gonna be a heck of a test for us for sure.
Yep, absolutely. You play Norm's clubs, and you're gonna have to earn every inch. You know, there's no question, no doubt. Before the return to ECAC play. And I got to mention also, Mike, sometimes it's, well, you know, what I learned in school or your major has absolutely nothing to do with where you end up in the world or where you land. But I got to make note of the fact you were an international relations major and then you proceeded to play in Germany, Austria, Finland, Sweden, and Italy. So it's great to see a practical application of your Colgate degree.
There you go. Yeah. That's what you do with a liberal arts education. You really put it to use there.
No question. You had a lot of international relations on the ice there during the course of your career. The circuitous route that you took. Indeed.
That's a good observation. I like that. I'm going to use that moving forward for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Make that part of your recruiting pitch to how you can use the Colgate education. Exactly.
Yeah, but, I will.
Well, Mike, it's great to have you. I admired you as a player and back with your playing career back when you were a Hobey Baker finalist, 1997.
And
it's great to have you back in the world of college hockey and as a head coach and being able to succeed your great mentor, Don Vaughn. Exciting times for you and Raider hockey there in Hamilton. All the best moving forward, Mike.
Thanks, Bernie. Thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Mike Carter, head coach of the Colgate Raiders, our guest here this week on Inside ECAC Hockey.
Thank you for listening to the Inside ECAC Hockey podcast with Bernie Corbett. Follow ECAC Hockey on social media at ECAC Hockey across all platforms.